السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We'd like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly and thank everyone for attending this evening's program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we're able to benefit from such programs. Indeed, these are great programs, especially in these times and in these ages when there's so much of fitan, so much of problems around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating an opportunity for us to sit in a talk of deen, to benefit and to take home what we learn. Especially when we're considering the amount of fitnas that are around all over. Everywhere we look, there's fitnas. Even in the Haram Sharif also and around the areas of the Haram Sharif, there are so many different types of fitnas. So therefore a mu'min, especially in this time and age, has to be on guard all the time. And one of the greatest challenges of our time is istiqamat. Istiqamat is a person remains firm all the time. In one hadith in Bukhari Sharif, under Kitab al-Iqtida bi-Sunani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu, he's addressing the ulama, and he's telling the ulama, Ya ma'ashar al-qurra, istaqimu faqad sabaqtum sabqan ba'ida, wa in akhaztum yameenan aw shimalan, laqad dalaltum dalalan ba'ida. Ya ma'ashar al-qurra, ya the qurra means, oh ulama, that remain firm. لَقَدْ سَبَقْتُمْ سَبْقًا بَعِيدًا. If you remain firm, what will happen is you'll go far ahead as far as good deeds are concerned. And ulama explained this can be read as لَقَدْ سُبِقْتُمْ سَبْقًا بَعِيدًا. That those that have gone before you, the salaf, those before you have gone far ahead. And if you want to catch up with them, if you want to meet up with them, you want to link up with them, then what you need to do is you need to remain firm. And then he advises the ulama and tells them, وَإِنْ أَخَذْتُمْ يَمِينًا أَوْ شِمَالًا. If you're going to go right or left, in other words, you're going to drift off the path, you're going to slip off the path, you're going to get detracted from what you're supposed to be remaining firm upon. لَقَدْ ضَلَلْتُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. You'll go very, very far off. You'll be gone far off. So therefore, one important thing in this time is istiqamat, remaining firm. Therefore, at all times we should see and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very nice dua for us to make is, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. Oh, our Allah, then don't cause our hearts to deviate. لَا تُزِغْ. Easy way to remember this, زِغْ, zigzag. Oh Allah, don't cause our hearts to go zigzag. In other words, don't cause us to deviate from the path. وَهَبْ لَنَا وَاللَّهَ تَعَلَىٰ, you bless us. مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, from the rahmat from your side. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. وَاللَّهَ, you are the one that is the magnificent blesser. So therefore all the time our tawajjuh is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right till the end a person can't be satisfied, can't be mutmain. All the time he has to be aware. So therefore these type of talks, these types of gathering is to inspire us and to encourage us, especially to remain firm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. And we make a lot of shukr and we are grateful to Hazrat Mufti Sahib for blessing us with his company, for coming to our masjid and making it possible that we can listen to some talk of deen and we can take something home and something that we can benefit from. Inshallah, this evening's program will start off with a qiraat by Hafiz Abdul Rahman Qadir. And thereafter we'll have a Naat Sharif by Hafiz Uwais Adamji. And then thereafter Hazrat Mufti Sahib will address us. Jazakallah. Hafiz.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حب أحمد أزل هي سسين مه مي يها هو ميرا دل مدينة مه حب احمد ازل ہی سے سینے میں ہے میں یہاں ہوں میرا دل مدینے میں ہے اور بے سہارا نہ سمجھے زمانہ ہمیں ہم غریبوں کا آقا مدینے میں ہے حب احمد ازل ہی سے سینے میں ہے میں یہاں ہوں میرا دل مدینے میں ہے اور بے سہارا نہ سمجھے زمانہ ہمیں ہم غریبوں کا آقا مدینے میں ہے میری نسبت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے میری نسبت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے اپنے روزے میں زندہ ہے میرا نبی روزہ جنت ہے شک تو نہ کرنا کبھی مردے جنت میں ہوتے نہیں دوستوں اور وہ جنت کا ٹکڑا مدینے میں ہے حب احمد ازل ہی سے سینے میں ہے میں یہاں ہوں میرا دل مدینے میں ہے اور بے سہارا نہ سمجھے زمانہ ہمیں ہم غریبوں کا آقا مدینے میں ہے پھول کھلتے ہیں پر پر کے صلی علی جوم کر کے رہی ہے یہ بعد صبح ایسے خوشبو چمن کے گلوں میں کہا ایسے خوشبو چمن کے گلوں میں کہا جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں پوری دنیا میں ایسا نظارہ نہیں ایسا منظر زمانے نہ دیکھا نہیں جیسا منظر مدینے میں موجود ہے پھر مجھے موت کا کوئی خطرہ نہ ہو موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو کاش سرکار ایک بار ہم سے کہے کاش سرکار ایک بار ہم سے کہے تیرا مرنا اور جینا مدینے میں ہے تیرا مرنا اور جینا مدینے میں ہے حب احمد ازل ہی سے سینے میں ہے میں یہاں ہوں میرا دل مدینے میں ہے اور بے سہارا نہ سمجھے زمانہ ہمیں ہم غریبوں کا آقا مدینے میں ہے حب احمد ازل ہی سے سینے میں ہے میں یہاں ہوں میرا دل مدینے میں ہے جزاک اللہ
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Radio Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 8th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1443, and it is Laylatul Jumu'ah, and the day of Friday has commenced already Islamically. So in tonight's discussion, inshallah, we will focus on three issues. Jumu'ah in the life of a Muslim, what action should we do tonight, tomorrow? Secondly, the Miladun Nabi alayhi salatu salam, what happened and where and what were the circumstances regarding the Mubarak birth of the Master of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Then the youth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and the marriage to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So inshallah we will try and cover all these topics. When we read and study the Noble Quran, 114 chapters, 6236 verses, and 540 sections, what we call ruku. When we study the Noble Quran, we find that Almighty Allah has not dedicated a surah, a chapter, to any day of the week besides Suratul Jumu'ah. Chapter 62, comprising 11 verses. That alone highlights the importance of the day of Jumu'ah and Friday. Entire surah and chapter dedicated to this night and this day of Jumu'ah and Friday. Second one, we see that Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us so many issues that we should try and do on a Friday, the night of Friday, tonight or tomorrow. Man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah adaa'a lahu min an-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. Is hadith a sahih, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Whosoever recites Surah Kahf on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, Allah Jalla Wala will bless that person with radiance, effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Why Surah Kahf, brothers? Ghar, ghar means a narrow cave. And Kahf means a broad, wide cave. Every strata of society, there's a message for us. You read Surah Kahf, the beginning, you will find that Almighty Allah speaks of the seven youngsters, the seven sleepers. Because they were so young, the king, the ruler, gave them a second chance and told them, if you come tomorrow and give the same answer, Rabbuna Rabbu Samawati wal Ard, that you believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, I will execute you. So learn, my brothers, the first dua. Look at these youngsters, to protect and preserve their iman. What did they read? Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. Oh beloved Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us. Wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada. Ya Allah, our matters, you make all the arrangements for it. Such arrangements, it must be beneficial for us. They entered the Kahf, the mouth of the cave closed, And lo and behold, they stayed there for 300 solar years, 309 lunar years, Quran Kareem states, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. Every youngster, every youth, day and night, we busy with TikTok and Toktik and what and what. You go to the houses, you say, what you doing? You say, Maru Poiro, the bow busy chair. My son is so busy. I said, bhai, what you busy? Let me see. So I saw more emails flying to the females. So that is what he was busy doing, you see. So we must understand these things here, that when we get our youth and they understand the marriage, the message of Surah Kahf. Second message for you, the corporate world. You know the wheeling, dealing, all that. I was flying in America to Chicago, O'Hare Airport. So this white guy was next to me. He asked me, from where are you? So I said, I'm from South Africa. So he said, what work you got here in Chicago? I said, no, nothing. I'm just coming to meet somebody. And, you know, we're just going to see it. They say that the name of Chicago is the Windy City. So I told him, we also have a windy city in South Africa, Port Elizabeth, you know, a lot of wind flies there and so forth. Southeastern, Northeastern, Allah alone knows what they know. Say, no, we don't call Chicago the windy city because of that. We call Chicago the windy city because a lot of wind flies under the table, you know. That the wheeling, dealing that goes on, some legitimate and some illegal and so forth. Therefore, we see the wind blows a lot here in Chicago. So I said, fine, so we carried on anyway. So Allah is teaching us that when you are a businessman, one was to use today's terminology, a capitalist secularist. He said, what you talk of Allah? Allah does not come in the equation. It is my business acumen, it is my intelligence, it is my degrees. We say it's not your degrees, it's the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the one Muslim told him, why not when you enter Jannatak, your big farm and so many bounties and favors, say, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. So whenever you see your shop, you see your job, you see your factory, your warehouse, say, O Muslim, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Today Muslim, what? You ask him, Baji, how are you? Alhamdulillah. How's the children? Ma sha Allah. How's the wife? You say, Inna lillah. Because now she's out of shape and everything, you understand? When you married her, 100% slim and trim. After 3, 4, 5 children, then you know, it's like a big drum, like, you know. So you must remember, so that is today Muslim. So make qadr of the wife, my brother, they're the mother of our children. So we should remember the lesson for the corporate world. Third lesson for the ulama. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was dark in complexion, he had sheepish hair. His honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. The most any Nabi, any Prophet, any messenger's name is mentioned. He delivered a memorable, wonderful sermon. Someone asked him, O Nabi Musa alayhi salam, man a'lamun nas? Who is the most knowledgeable? He should have said, Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows. He said, Ana. Allah does not like when we say, I. So Allah said, now you, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you have to become the student. Go there to Majma'ul Bahrain, and then the junction of the oceans, not our Cape Town and so forth, where the two oceans meet, there's another place. So go there and you will see Abdam min Ibadina, one Nabi of ours, one great, great friend of ours, and his name, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, Khadir, Khidr, both ways. Wherever he is to sit, he is to become green. So he will teach you things you never even dreamt about and knew about. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam goes, فَانْتَلَقَا فَانْتَلَقَا فَانْتَلَقَا. There's no time. So three things happen, and Nabi Musa alayhi salam couldn't make enough sabr. So he said, now you go. So lesson for ulama. We must never think, you must remember that we have enough knowledge. Therefore, I always say I'm a student. Don't say I'm alim and allama and sheikh and das and all. These titles, they just deceive us. You must remember that. Say I'm student, from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, I have to learn, learn, learn. Now they're separating. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is going right direction, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam is going the left. So he say, my parting advice to you, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, kun nafa'an wa la takun darrara. Be a person who is an asset to humanity and not one who is a menace to society. See, lessons for all of us. Then the last one, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ أَنْذِ الْقَرْنَيْنِ. Two Muslims ruled the world, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam and Zulqarnain. Zulqarnain is not Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great was non-Muslim. This is Muslim Zulqarnain. And he went in the east, he went in the west, he went in the northern direction. How he made arrangements for the people to be protected from Ya'juj Ma'juj. And he told them, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, after building, reconstructing Aqsa al-Mubarak, Masjid al-Aqsa, he cried, he petitioned Allah. Chapter 38, verse 35, Surah 38, verse 35, Rabbi habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh my Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. It must never be given to anybody after me. So Allah, innaka antal wahhab. You want something? Address Allah and say, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab. Not for haram things now. Our brothers sometimes, you know, one brother sent a question to me. He said that when I read Salat in that, I think a lot of that woman there, you see. So, think of another, he think of somebody else's wife, you see. So he won't think of his wife, he'll think, say, now you can't be reading Ya Wahhab for somebody else's wife. Right? So you must read for halal things, not haram things. So my brothers, that Allah gave him that. And what did he say? Hadha min fadli Rabbi, the grace of my Allah. Allah gave Hazrat Zulqarnain, remember he was Malikun Salihun, a ruler very pious. And what he said? Hadha rahmatun min Rabbi. This is the mercy of my Allah upon me. See the lessons we learn. And then you must remember that is Surah Kahf. Second one. أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. It's authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read abundant salawat, salutations, durood sharif upon me on the night of Friday, on the day of Friday. From a very young tender age, we hearing this word durood sharif, durood sharif. What it means durood sharif? Did we ever wonder, ponder on it? If you know Farsi, we learned it with Farsi, I forgot everything. So Farsi is Persian language. So when you go to Iran and those places, so remember what happens. If a person has a huge farm and plantation, so in minimum time, then he wants to sell his maximum crops at maximum price. So make maximum profit in minimum time. So that you call durood. That in minimum time, to sell maximum crops, harvest, maximum profit. So now you take that word durood and you bring it to salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep the tongue moist sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In minimum time, you will get the optimum maximum reward. You see, brothers, we entered the masjid, we read durood sharif. Is sunnah and nabawiyah, when you enter any masjid, bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. First sunnah. Say bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi filli dhunubi, ya Allah, that forgive me my sins. Allahumma aftahli abwab rahmati. So imagine we only read the last portion, we didn't read the first one. You leave the masjid, say that bismillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi filli dhunubi, and then say Allahumma inni asaluka min fadlik. And in Ibn Majah it comes, when you umrat and you exit the masjid, say Allahumma asimni min ash-shaytani rajim. Ya Allah, protect me from Satan the accursed. So all this you will find is there, but we don't use it. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Nawwar Allah Marqadah, when he was in Medina Munawwara, we met him many places, Karachi, Saharanpur, Medina, various, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alam. So Hazrat Shaykh Nawwar Allah Marqadah, when he was in Medina, it was his ma'mool, that before the adhan of Masjid Nabawi, he was always inside the masjid. And when he would place his right foot, because in a wheelchair, so remember he would then say loudly sometimes. He would say, Nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. I make i'tikaf intention, nafil i'tikaf as long as I'm in a masjid. So one shouldn't ask, Hazrat, kitne martaba aapne niyat ki i'tikaf ki? So many times you made, so i'tikaf intention. So Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadahu said, Allah ke yaha agar ek martaba bhi qabool ho gaya, to humara behra paar hai. If once only Allah accepted, then we successful. So that is what we're supposed to do, my brothers. Abundant salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Why must we send salawat? Number one, Surah 33, verse number 56. Study the entire Quran Sharif. You will not find Allah Jalla Wala commands us to do something and Allah Himself is doing something similar. Besides salawat ala Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See the Arabic, if you know Arabic. Inna Allah, inna comes for emphasis and stress, taqid and tawqid. Verily, surely, definitely Allah, wa malaikatahu, and His angels, yusalluna ala nabi, that they read salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what does it mean? Allah special, special, special mercy on Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much special? وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we elevated, elevated, elevated your name. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي When my name is taken, then your name also is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard adhan? أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ Can we ever imagine what is the rank and martaba and daraja, rank status of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. 89 times this phrase is mentioned in the Noble Quran. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We read from here, we read from Medina, whatever it is. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. All that is permissible, there's no problem with that. But go back to Hazrat Shaykh, I saw my own eyes. When Hazrat used to come late at night, 1-2 o'clock in the morning, cold winter's night, they would put the blanket, everything on Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The khadims are there, right, left, everywhere. Hazrat Shaykh Nawarullah Marqadahu would read salat and salam, salami upon the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 2.5-3 hours from outside the masjid. How he would read, my brothers? As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He would read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddathir. He would read the whole surah Muddathir. Me and you, 1-2 minutes we read, we'll say we finish in this type of thing. See, what love, what respect, how Allah elevated. When I went to Iran, one day if you go there, it's a very, very beautiful country. And you must remember there Sheikh Saadi, Shirazi, he's Sunni, 100%, even they accept he's Sunni. So you must remember he was a great poet, a great writer. Sheikh Saadi, Shirazi, Shirazi the city, very beautiful city. I flew from there to Tehran and so forth in 2013. So when I went there, so I went to Sheikh Saadi's mazar, where he's buried. Sheikh Saadi, so he's buried there. So he's called Sheikh Saadi Shirazi. Shirazi the place. And Saadi is his name. He wrote many things. So one day he composed, you must remember, poetry in the respect and love of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we were very young in madrasa, I'm speaking of 60 years ago now, 55, 60 years ago. So we used to learn all this, but we never knew whose poetry it is and so forth. So he, Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah, composed this poetry. Balagal ula bi kamalihi. Balagal ula bi kamalihi. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reached the highest of the highest. With the kamal, they had the perfection Almighty Allah blessed him with. Fateh Makkah. What happens? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we think he forgot everything? Obviously not. These were the same people who persecuted us, who tortured us, who did everything possible to cause harm to the Muslims. Then when he asked them on that day, what do you think I will do? So they said, you are Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem. We expect something honorable. When the Sahaba entered, 10,000 of them, Sa'd radiallahu anhu was fired up. He met Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan was not Muslim still. He became his Muslim after that. So he told Abu Sufyan, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Aaj hum boti boti kar denge. Today we're going to make you all into mincemeat. Fanda khane on jala moi donor, if you understand Afrikaans. Today we're going to give you all such a threshing you will never forget. So that is what Sa'd radiallahu anhu told. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Abu Sufyan complained to him, to the master alayhi salam. He said, Sa'd is speaking like this. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Al-yawmu yawmul marhama. Today is the day of rahma, mercy, compassion. This is rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take this lesson, my brothers, each one of us. Maybe we're not speaking to a certain person, between our families there's some tension, rows and ructions. Are we prepared to forgive that person? For the love of Allah. So we can stand in the court of the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tomorrow. Because we say we love Nabi alayhi salam. Kullun yadda'i bi hubbi layla. Wa layla la tuqirru bidhaq. Everybody used to tell Layla they love her. Layla say you don't love me. So they went to Majnoon. They asked Majnoon, how come you love this Layla so much? See her eyes, they're not 100% aligned. But there's a squint, you know. Her teeth also are not 100% so smart. So he said, Majnoon, you need to have the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. So tonight you go to your wife and say, oh honey, oh darling, you need your eyes to see her beauty. What do you think will happen? She will go for Mi'raj tonight. What you think? Huh? So you must remember, plus it's Thursday night, you know what happens then. So you must remember these type of things here. So my brothers, you need to understand that what is the love. So yes, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, go antumut tulaqa. I grant you asylum. The master alayhi salam had to say that, yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja, took place. They entered into Islam in their droves and droves. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ. And he removed, you must remember, the darknesses with his jamal and his beauty. And you must remember how handsome the Master alayhi salam was. You go to Hassan bin Thabit, the greatest poet of the Master alayhi salatu salam's time. And we ask Hassan, you tell us about the Master's beauty. So he read, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ أَيْنُ وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. No eye has seen a better creation than Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No mother has given birth to a more handsome baby and child than the Master alayhi salatu salam. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِ. It's like you created yourself, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, free from every defect. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. As though as you created yourself, but how you wanted to. See Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. So these are sahaba. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. And a sublime character of the Master alayhi salam. Everything perfection. Then Sa'di's pen stops. Sa'di cannot move forward. Now what happens? He sleeps, he's perplexed. He's, what? I need one more verse. I need one more step. That night he sees Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Sa'di, write. Swallu alayhi wa alihi. Read salawat upon Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on the family of the Master alayhi wa sallam. That is how this poem came into existence of Sheikh Sa'di Shirazi rahimahullah. When I went 2013 to Iran And we spent 12, 13 days there, alhamdulillah. When I came back, I went to my ustad, honorable ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Laksab, he's a master, lover of poetry, Farsi and Arabic. So I told him, Hazrat, may 1 lakh, rupiah like, 1 lakh, I brought for you a gift, 100,000. So even he looked at me, you know. So 100,000, you know. So anybody's eyes will open, like you see. So when I landed there, so first thing, we need money, you know, their currency. Their currency is also riyal. So I told that chap Zari. Zari was our driver. So he was taking us around. So I told him, Zari, I need some money. I have to change. He said, no, we'll change in front. I said, all right. So when I went there, I asked him, what's the rate? They told me for $1, 33,000 Iranian riyal. $1. Now it's even gone worse. 33,000. So if you change $3, you got 100,000 plus minus. So I took that 100,000 bill, Iranian riyal, and Sheikh Saadi's, who I've quoted now, Shirazi, his poetry was written there. So I said, Hazrat, ye 1 lakh aapke liye hai, aur aap mulahaza farmai, ke waha par Sheikh Saadi saab ne kuch likha hai. Now what he wrote that I don't understand also. So Hazrat really said, ah, ye behtareen. So the 100,000 also went, and you must remember the poetry also went, but remember the value is only $3. You understand? So my brothers, when you go to these places, you must see how they compose poetry in the respect, in love for the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So tonight, inshallah, we read, or tomorrow, Surah Kahf, abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And third one, remember, death is inevitable. We have to die. Whether we like, we don't like. Even the atheists know we have to die. So me and you as Muslim, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh Allah, let me pass away as a Muslim and unite me with the pious people, Ya Allah, and let me pass away on a Jumu'ah Friday. Why? مَنْ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَتَهَا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ. When a person passes away with Iman and Islam on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, Allah Jalla Wala will protect him from the torment and punishment of the grave. One incident quickly, then I'll come to the topic. The Ustad also, Hazrat Alimiya, Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwar Allahu Marqadah. Listen carefully. It's 1999. It's Friday, Ramadan. And it's the last 10 days of Ramadan. He's fasting, he's inside the masjid, and he's reading Surah Yasin, Hazrat Shaykh Abul Hasan Nadwi. And he reaches the verse, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness. Give him glad tidings of a magnificent reward. And then he collapses. Wa Saim, he's fasting, he was reciting Quran, it's Ramadan and it's Friday. So what more do you want, my brothers? What more can a person ask? But it's Abul Hasan. So after 3-4 days was 27 night. I'm there in Makkah. And where we perform tawaf, it's called the mataf. And where you make sa'i, safa, marwa, that is called the mas'a. So you must remember I was there in the Mas'a, where you make Safa Marwa. Because it's 27 night, 2 million people, 1999. And remember they announced after Isha, we reading Salatul Janazah, ala samahati Sheikh Abil Hasan al-Nadwi. In abstention, we reading Salatul Janazah for him, so I started crying, Ya Allah, what honor you giving this man? In Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, both places on 27 night, the Salatul Janazah was read in abstention. So I was tearing. So the Arab next to me asked, Man huwa, man huwa? So I said, Alimun Fadilun min al-Hind, a giant of a scholar from India, and see how Allah honored him. So my brothers, that is in Allah's hands. Who he will give honor, who he will disgrace, so me and you need to understand. If we make qadr of these days and these nights, then the last moment Allah will give us such a death. You must remember, the whole world will wonder. In front of you, this whole masjid here, I hear, is the Saleji family, and they were their house or something this was. So you must remember, Mawlana Ismail Saleji is our student. In our first batch, Darul Uloom Mawlana Qasim Sema started in 1973. 1983, mashallah, we were teaching them, he's my student also. And see, he passes away in Sajda. So what will you say of people like that? Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, and Mawlana Ghora is ill, Allah grant him Shifai Kamil. Come to the topic, today they told me I can pull extra, you'll understand. So we now we're going to go into extra time and all that, so no problem. What happened on the occasion of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So you must know all these facts. There's consensus on this issue. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Miladun Nabi, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, took place on a Monday. Took place during the month of Rabiul Awwal. There are no two opinions on that. What time did Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's actual birth take place? What time? So Allah Jalla wa Ala lets Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam honorable birth take place 4:35, 4:36 a.m. Subah Kazib Tahajjud time ends and Subah Sadiq Fajr time starts and Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable birth takes place. So why that time? To show the world. Now the zulumat and the darknesses will go away and the message of nur and radiance and effulgence will come and this nur will spread throughout the world. Me and you sitting here, whose effort was it? So all the barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember that even the time of the Master alayhi salatu salam came with a great message. That the message we have to take of light, radiance, effulgence, and spread that to everyone. Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, verse 1. You, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, an akhrij qawmaka minaz zulumati ila nur. Take the litukhrij an-nasa minaz zulumati ila nur. Take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them towards the radiance and effulgence of Islam. So now we determine the time. Now you must remember the date. So Muhammad bin Ishaq rahimahullah, and the hadith is mentioned, hadith meaning is hadith kitab, Mustadrak Hakim day is mentioned 12 Rabiul Awwal. So it's famous among people also. Some other ulama said others, but we go with that, it's fine. So you must remember, so 12 Rabiul Awwal, the time 4:35, 4:36, Monday it was, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable mother, prior to the birth was already seeing the nur, the radiance from Makkah illuminating the Levant. That is, you must remember, Palestine, Jordan, Syria, all these places. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Which place in Makkah was Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak? When you study the kitabs on the seerah, you will find it was in Shi'be Bani Hashim. If you go today where Safa Marwa is, you will find, you must remember, that there is a library today. They write a lot of things there, we don't agree with all that what they write. But there is a library today in that area, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak takes place. Suwayba, this is in Bukhari Sharif. Suwayba came running to Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab, you know, he sent to Jahannam. And he was very handsome, very fair in complexion. And she came and said that the Master alayhi salatu salam's milad has taken place, the birth has taken place. In that state, she was a slave, of a female slave of Abu Lahab. In that state of ecstasy and joy, he pointed to her, let us go, anti hurra, you are free. In Bukhari Sharif, it's mentioned also, it's a dream, but you must remember, it's mentioned, although he's already dispatched to Jahannam, but Mondays Allah Ta'ala makes takhfif for him. Allah Ta'ala decreases the punishment between his index finger and between his thumb. The water trickles from here and gives him little bit comfort. Because on the occasion of the Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the honorable birth of the Master Alayhi Salaam, he liberated Suwayba. Are you understanding, my brothers? So we need to understand what happened. Who are the murdi'at? Who are the honorable ladies who breastfed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The mother, Sayyida Amina. Then the same lady, Suwayba. Then Sayyida Halima Saadiya. Do you know Banu Sa'd where they are? When you go Makkah, my brothers, our people, the men, they're interested now, go here, go here. The women interested in all the malls and shops and that. You must go to the places where things happen. So remember, when you go from Makkah to Ta'if, then beyond Ta'if, so there the Banu Sa'd, they were there. So she hailed from that part of the world. So they came to Makkah and so forth looking for children, because that was the Arab tradition and custom. They would take them to the open field and breastfeed them and so forth. When she came with her camel and so forth, so basically it was right at the bottom, right in the back. And remember, now when she came, nobody wanted to take Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because yatim, people go where the money is. She said, no, we will take the master alayhi salam. Sayyida Amina is very happy. And Hazrat Halima Saadiya is very happy. And then she's carrying the master alayhi salam, and she's overtaking everybody. Meaning she, her husband and them are overtaking everybody. So they asked her, oh Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha, did you change the markab? Did you change the means of conveyance? Said, no, the markab is the same. The rakib has changed. That the baby Mubarak with us, inna lahu la sha'an. Allah has given him exalted rank and status. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah call that irhas. The things that happened prior to the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the things that happened prior to Nubuwa and the revelation, so all these extraordinary events that took place. And then the master alayhi salatu salam goes there. So remember that there were three biological mothers, Sayyida Amina, Sayyida Halima and Suwayba. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam is breastfed, everything brought back to Makkah. Lo and behold, father passed away before the Milad and before the honorable birth. 6 years old, mother passes away. See, challenge upon challenge. And thereafter, 6 to 8, there the grandfather Abdul Muttalib takes care. He passes away. Then Abu Talib takes care. Abu Talib did not bring Iman. But remember, from the age of 8 right till 50, 51, he was always there to defend the master alayhi salatu salam. And he had children. But he would not allow any of his children to sit so close on his lap. Like how he would say, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that at that time, whatever terminology they use, so that you come, you are my most beloved, O my nephew, you're more beloved to me than my own beloved children, my biological children. So that was the love. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. How Nabi alayhi salatu salam loved him. Nevertheless, at the age of 30, or the age of 12, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib go to Sham. What happens there? Buhaira Rahib, the monk, he tells them that, he tells Abu Talib, you must take this young man back. People will try and assassinate him even now. He said, but how you know? He say, I read in our books and scriptures and I saw with my own eyes. When you were bringing the Master Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the trees were already bending to give him shade. That the stones and hajar and shajar were making sajda already to Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the Master alayhi salam before Nubuwwat used to hear that some stones and all that are saying, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. This we call irhas. The extraordinary events that were taking place and so forth. So all that happened. Then remember, some ulama say at the age of 25, some say 35, there's different academic discussion. The Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, was gone in ruins basically. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam is the Bani Awwal, the first person, personality to build. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam reconstructed. Then the Quraysh, they made Mashura, they said, we must reconstruct it. And they said, all this haram money, gambling, alcohol, we can't use that. Even they had that common sense. We can't use haram money here, only halal money. So they made the collection, everything. The Baytullah is so big, they did not have enough funds and enough finances. So then they made the Hatim, the semicircle you see. Why they did that? To show that this is also part of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. One day Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, I asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read Salat inside the Baytullah, fi Jawfil Kaaba. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that you, O Aisha, read ye in the Hatim. Read. Indo-Pak people we call Hatim. Hatim means Mahtoom. It's cut off from the Kaaba Musharrafah. And you can walk through there. And the Arabs, they call Hijr-e Ismail. Because we believe also Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam is buried there according to the historians and so forth. So be it as it may. So remember, now the Baytullah, they're going to rebuild it, everything. Now the question comes on tahkim. Who will place the Hajar-e Aswad? So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them suggested, tomorrow morning the person who comes first, he will have the honor. Lo and behold, Allah Jalla Wala wants to elevate the rank status of the Master alayhi salam once more. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes first. They all look, now what will happen? Now Nabi alayhi salam knows it's a very, very sentimental and emotional issue. Every tribe bring the leader and you hold the cloth and there we will put the Hajr-e Aswad and from there then I will take it and then place it. Everybody was happy. You called us the tahkim and how they reached their decision. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went biyadehi asharifatain with his Mubarak hands and then he placed the Hajr-e Aswad and so forth. If you go one day, you must never lose hope, my brothers. But Allah wants something to happen, it will happen. When you look at the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, you must cry, you must beg, you must petition Allah, apna mehman bana dijiye. Ya Allah, make me your mehman, not only yet, take me inside the Kaaba Musharrafah. Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi, the African. So what happened to him? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anha, outside Makkah, on the outskirts, there's a place called Batha Quraysh. In Batha Quraysh, you must remember, they used to place him. Today I was in Peter Maritzburg, 43 degrees. And plus that masjid there, they demolished it, they're reconstructing it, Masjid al-Salihin. Now the Salat, they're reading in a tent. So I told those people, it's so hot and this tent looks like Mina and Arafat also, you know. So you must remember this day. You think you're for Umrah or Hajj or something there. And the heat also is so much, you know. So anyway, that by the way. So they tortured him, persecuted him. Ahad, 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 Ahad. Azan time came. Oh Bilal, you first Muazzin. Oh Bilal, you are a minister of finance. If you go to Damishq, you go to Damascus, on the wall there is written, in Babu Sagheer, we've been there several times with Allah Zahir, Pa'adam, and Fadli Rabbi, is written there, Muazzinu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam wa waziru malihi, the Muazzin of the Master alayhi sallam and his Minister of Finance. In Shama'il Tirmidhi, if you look at one beautiful hadith, Anfiq ya Bilal, Anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min zil arshi iqlal, Bilal iqlal. Spend, O Bilal, from the public treasury. Don't fear that the one who controls the arsh and the throne and the universe, that the treasures of Allah will diminish and decrease. No. Allah ki khazana mein koi kami nahi. Allah ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching. It's Fateh Makkah. The Arabs are looking. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Bilal, Bilal, you made so much sacrifice. Today Allah is going to honor you even more. What must I do, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's Zuhr time. Everybody can see. The Arabs are waiting, fair in complexion. You climb, O Bilal, on top of the Kaaba Musharrafah, and from there you render the adhan. These Arabs are looking that this person, our slave, we tortured, persecuted, we are disgraced, and he's on top of the Kaaba. That is Islam. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاوَدُ 8 years old. When I listen carefully, you, my mothers and sisters. 8 years old. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother had passed away, grandfather had passed away. Now which lady is going to take care of the master, alayhi salatu salam? Who? Her name was Baraka. Her kunya agnomen was Umm Ayman. Who is Baraka? Who is Umm Ayman? She's an African lady, dark in complexion. She brought up the master, alayhi salam. Today the world is speaking of racism and all this. Show the world what happened to Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the master, alayhi salatu salam, would meet her after that, he would address her, for the African lady, Ummi ba'da ummi, you are my mother after my biological mother. Me and you, our father passes away, our mother passes away, we cry. Habibuna sallallahu, hadith in Sahih Muslim, Habibuna sallallahu, some demise takes place. And everything is finished after that. One of the lectures I'll give on that, inshallah. Hadith in Sahih Muslim, Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, go and visit Umm Ayman, the African lady, Hadinatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who took custody of the master alayhi salatu wasalam. You call it Hadina, Hadana in Arabic. So she's weeping, sobbing, crying. So much so, Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar also started crying. Then they told her, "Oh, Umm Ayman, is not Nabi alayhi salam gone to a better place?" She said, I know. Then why you cry so much? See, brothers, sisters, mothers, the African lady teaching humanity and posterity a lesson. She says, whilst the master alayhi salatu salam was here, in our midst, between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth, there was a connection and a link. Wahi and revelation used to come. Inna al-wahya qadin qata'a. Now wahi has stopped, and therefore I cry. They never only cried because the messenger passed away, they cried because the message also stopped. Do we ever do that, my brothers? Sometimes you read the Quran and tears flow. Today this ummah will cry looking at the movies. Today this ummah will cry looking at some TikTok business and all that. But when you see the reality, what's happening to my sister there in India, in Kashmir, 10,000 of them raped. When you see what's happening in Syria, when you see what is happening in Palestine, occupied Palestine, then think about it. My brothers, sometimes we live in the lap of luxury and we become oblivious of the plight of the ummah. Remember that. And that must not happen. So go on. And now Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 25 years old. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha would not run a shop that she go to the shop and sell. No, there's nothing like that. Some people, they say there's nothing like that. She was running, you must remember, doing business. Meaning she was at home, and what else used to happen? She used to appoint agents. You go here, you go here, you go here, and sell. So she heard about the akhlaq-e-kareema, the noble character, the honesty, everything of the master, alayhi salam. So fine, you go and also sell, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is when the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was still very young. And then such profit, such nafa, benefit came. And she saw that, you know, that this man is a paragon of piety, paragon, you must remember, of honesty and integrity. So all that came, she was receiving so many proposals. Who proposed? Who proposed? Did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam propose for Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? Or did Sayyida Khadija propose for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who? She sent Nafisa. You must remember the family made mashura, all that. Nafisa means precious. You take the message. I, Sayyida Khadija, am prepared to marry you, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our jat. You know jat. You come from India. So you must remember, in our gham mentality, you know, in my mehman I say that if I tell my family people, that we will say that my daughter can marry him. We take the proposal. You say, what you did, you cut our whole nose. We brought our Indian mentality and we already destroyed what Islam is teaching. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam comes to Madian, and two ladies are there. He asks them, what's wrong? They say, Abuna Shaykhun Kabir is very old. So he said, come. He went, he did, filled up the water, everything. They went home early. Father Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam asked, how come? He said, no, one very man, strong man, Qawiyul Amin. And go call him. So see, mothers, sisters, see, Surah 28, verse 25. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا That the daughter of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, who subsequently became the wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Safura radiallahu anha, her gait, G-A-I-T, her style of walking was so bashful, so much haya, that Allah praised her in the Quran. تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا He wants to compensate you because you assisted us. When he goes, he gives him the whole story, he says, you stay here. The daughter said, they didn't have a brother, the father is old. يَا أَبَتِ اسْتَعْجِرْهُ Oh father, employ him. Father is Nabi. He says, employ employees by the way. Inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatain. You Musa alayhi salam, these are my two daughters, you choose one of them and you get married to them. Proposal came from who? Nabi. And we say no, our jat don't allow it. You see, there's jat business. That jat business, you live in India. You don't got nothing to do with deen. Whether you Gujarati, whether you Urdu, whether you Mehman, what, when any jat business comes and it collides with Sharia, then it don't have place in Sharia. Understand this thing. Yeah. So I was a young boy, you know. So now my parents take me here and there. So now the bride and the groom are leaving. Well, I was more laity, you know. So certain things from that time when you this can never be Islam. So now when they're leaving, they take coconut and they put by the car's tire. So then, they say, now the car must go over the coconut. So I go to my father and mother, I say, Daddy, these people, they were nuts or what? For what they put in the coconuts there? So he say, you just keep quiet, don't say nothing. You know, understood? Yeah. See now, this is gum business. You know, understood? Put some coconut there, they go over the nuts. You know, understood? And over the coconuts and this type of thing. Crazy things, they got nothing to do with Islam. So understand these things here. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha's nikah. What an honorable day. And she stayed with the master alone for 25 years plus. She is 40 years old. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 25 years old. First child to be born, Qasim. Qasim passes away in his infancy. Second child to be born, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. Next child to be born, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Next daughter to be born, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha. Next daughter to be born, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Next son to be born, Abdullah. Abdullah is known as Tayyib and Tahir. That's why his titles. He also passes away in his infancy. So two sons, both pass away in the infancy. So how many? Six children. Four daughters, two sons. All from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is compulsory upon us. Almighty Allah Jalla wala states, every Nabi used to tell his people, La as'alukum alayhi ajra, I don't ask you for recompense and wages and anything. You don't pay me anything. In ajriya illa alallah, Allah will reward me. But when we came to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was an added dimension mentioned. لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى You must love me and you must love my family also. So to love the family, Muslim family, Abu Lahab is family but he's not Muslim. So the Muslim family is an integral part of our iman. We must love every wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must love every child of the Master alayhi salam. We must love every grandchild of the Master alayhi salam. We must love everything of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam. That iman ka taqaza hai. That is what Quran is teaching us. So understand this. Who is Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? The ummah has forgotten. Today when we are in Medina Munawwara, I announced before pre-COVID, you know, nowadays you have to speak pre-COVID things and all that. So I'm in Medina Munawwara, there's Hafiz Mohsin Randeri and all these brothers are there, mashallah. So I tell them we're going to Baqi. So they all come, 40, 50, when we go there, another 40, 50 brothers, then I show them this grave, this grave. Then we make dua. You see, our Qari sahab, where is it now? Where's our Uwais? Maulvi sahab, who read just now? Adamji is gone. Okay. So he read beautifully. They read about Medina and all that. So, when I say make dua, dua karo. So we make dua. Ya Allah, humare haj ko kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, humare umrah ko kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, Medina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. They all become Hanafis then. No one want to say ameen loudly also. Ya Allah, let us die in Medina. So I ask the man, what happened? They said, no. The money is still tickling us here. You see, the riyals and dollars and all. I say, Kala, who tell you Kala? Kala say, shopping and the Kala's not tell you Amre. We still busy, where you making dua? We must all die now in Medina. So say, Kala's there, less will ever get finished. So that is Kala. Kala, you say, in Mina, we must go pel jamarat. They say, pet duken, pug duken, dust. I say, Kala, Dawood Mota, by bo more two sales here. You know Dawood Mota. Bin Dawood, we call him Dawood Mota. So Dawood Mota, Kala is in the first surf. Understood? So that is how we are, my brothers. So learn who is Sayyida Khadija. When we go to Makkah, I tell the brothers we're going to visit make salam. I believe you me, we're 100, we'll get 5-10 brothers. We can't even go and make salam to our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, when Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha sister used to come, Hala. Hala was a sister. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be so happy. All the memories flashing of Sayyida Khadija. And he would take her name so many times. Man ahabba shayyan akthara dhikrahu. When you love somebody, then you take the name. So she would say, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, we are here, ya Rasulullah. Say, I know. But oh Aisha radiallahu anha, She is the first personality to embrace Islam alal itlaq. Men, women, adult children, the first person to embrace Islam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen. But the Ummah cannot make salam to her. We're tired. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, born the Milad Mubarak in a house that was poor. Quran says that, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa, then in front, wa wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. Allah enriched you. So with whose wealth? The wealth of Sayyida Khadija. She took a wealth, Ya Rasulullah, take it. Today what our wives will do? Say, honey, bring all the money. Honey, bring more. Say, I'm making istikhara. Husband say, I'm making istikhara. She gave everything to Mustafa for da'wah, tabligh, all that. She's the mother of my children, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. Oh Aisha, my honorable wife, she is exemplary and she's unique. That is Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. So sometimes in life, read 2 rakat salat, Ya Allah, reward our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Reward our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Reward the Azwaj Mutahharat. What sacrifices they made for this deen of Islam. Do we ever think of this? You, my mother, you ever think of this? You ever make dua for Barakah, the African lady? You only know by the house, hey mama, do this, tatalo, shialo, this, that. Oh. They know everything in our house, but they don't know about Islam. Last story, you like stories. I was born in a location in Heidelberg. So in the old place, that our shop was there, our house was there, and at the back was, you know, the toilet and all that, outside. So whenever we go, so then we take a bottle, you know, like this. No. So we take a bottle. So we had one guy who worked for us 35, 40 years, like, you know. He passed away now. He knew everything. His name was John. So I told him, John, that you know why we take this water? He said, yeah, I know. So I asked why. He said, because you Indians, you eat lot of chilies. You understand? So all the chilies is coming out, so you need the radiator, like, you see, to cool things down. You don't understood? So therefore, you'll put all this water and all this type of thing. You see, when we go to the other one, we don't hide tatalomansi. We don't take no water, nothing, no chilies business, nothing. But whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? See what he's thinking and what Islam is teaching. So think properly, my brothers, we have done a grave injustice to everybody, South Africa, Africa and everywhere. We have the best, share it with the rest. You see in the mornings how the non-Muslims, they phone? See, what things they ask? You understood? So I tell them, I tell my team also, that just leave every Muslims, our mullahs are there, our ulama are there, they can question. Give chance to these non-Muslims, let them speak whatever they want to. See how thirsty they are for deen. But who's there to give them the deen? So my brothers, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, is Rabiul Awwal. We don't know how many more Rabiul Awwal we will see. So tonight, make special dua. Ya Allah, make us maqbooleen. Accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. Let Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be pleased with us. Allahumma zukna shafa'at al-Nabiyy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. We thank all radio stations. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group. We make dua now, inshallah. I'm tired now. I have to retire also. I'm getting old now, you know. So my time is up also. Inshallah, they told me 20:15. So inshallah, we make dua now. And inshallah, tomorrow we will be Jummah in Avondale. And after Maghrib in Reservoir Hills. And after Isha, what? Beatrice. Or what the name? Beatrice Masjid. Yeah, sometimes I get mixed up, just now I say beetroot or something, you know. So anyway, whatever it is, you all know better than me. So after Isha, we will be there tomorrow, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk, antaka ma asnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalki kullihimi. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhabanna. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma izzil Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril mujahideen fi kulli مكان. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم اطهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.